What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the O-Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. I don't care where you subscribe. Just as long as you listen and you enjoy this 10-minute wrestling podcast. Today, we're talking about the New Day. They've finally been given a storyline that works, I think. New Day has kind of been in a rut for the past couple years with Big E sidelined. They've lost a key element that made their team work. It was a trio of friends who were being goofy and also winning titles, and their story of how they came together is great. I love the fact that Xavier Woods put his entire career on the line in the hopes, and you know, he had hopes, but he was also confident in the direction that the New Day could go after Vince made them whatever preachers or whatever that was. And Xavier Woods said, you know, I forgot how long he asked for. He said, give me a year or some nonsense. Just let me do this. And if it doesn't work, I'll quit. And Vince was like, bet. Okay. And it worked. And Xavier Woods bet on himself. He bet on his friends, and it paid off. And it paid off big because they're coming up now on their 10-year anniversary as a team. But recently, because Big E has been injured and he can't wrestle, we did a whole episode about wanting Big E to stay away from the ring because love that man. I don't have a parasocial relationship with him, but I think he's an incredible human being from everything I've heard. He's finally found love with Mia Yim's sister. The man's living his best life, and if you watch his social media posts, him saying, you know, he's basking in the glory of his life now, embracing the things that he has and not really lamenting the fact that he's not in the ring. There's no better way to live, honestly. It's a hard way to live, to, you know, let go of things that you love, but he found other things, and it's great. And he's still part of WWE. You can still see him on commentating desks. He does up, up, down, down stuff too. It's always great to see Big E. Will we ever see him in the ring again? I don't know. But it does hurt the New Day. I was obviously watching Raw, but just watching the New Day over the course of the time that Big E's been gone, they've lost that key element, right? Big E, they had a dynamic, and now presenting them as a tag team feels incomplete, right? So naturally, they've started a storyline. I don't know if it's to split up the New Day. I don't know if that's the thing, but they are. I think their 10-year anniversary is either next week or within the next couple of weeks, or maybe it's this week. I can't remember, but they're working towards some angle between Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston that is going to have these friends implode. And I can only assume that Big E's going to show up, not to wrestle, but to kind of tamp down some of the aggression and the hostility between the two friends. And I'll put it out here. Hot take. The moment that man's voice pops on Raw, don't you dare be sour, and he comes out with the mic in his suit, the crowd is going to melt. They're going to melt the stadium. But let's take a step back. This week on Raw, Xavier Woods, and also I saw something on social media that they said Xavier Woods was, his gear was reflecting his turn. Like he was either going heel or he was going away from Kofi. They normally wear similar gear. Like when they came out in the Ninja Turtle gear, they're both Ninja Turtles. They wear similar colors. Recently, Xavier Woods has been wearing all black. And whatever post I saw, they equated it to an anime, I think. I can't remember. But it's just obvious. On Raw, they came out together. Kofi had his normal New Day-esque, very bright, poppy gear. And here comes Xavier Woods in his all black and silver and gray gear, as if to show that the color has drained from his life. And it was a pretty obvious thing that happened. They really teed it up. Joe Tessitore and Wade Barrett really leaned into the fact that they were coming up on their anniversary, and the team hadn't had tag team gold in 3 years, and Big E was no longer there, and Karrion Kross had, you know, been bullying them for weeks, and then the finish happens. They don't win, obviously, and Xavier Woods freaks out. He's like, something's got to change. Again, we've mentioned this in other episodes. They keep saying something's got to change with Pure Fusion Collective that happened, with Damage Control that happened. They always, one team member says something's got to change. Normally, nothing changes. Hopefully, something changes with this, because one, I don't want the New Day to break up, but I do need them to have a dynamic where they're relevant again if they're going to keep this going, right? If they break up, it's whatever. They've done it for 10 years. Xavier Woods wants singles championship before he hangs up his boots. The only way he's going to get it at this point is if he's on his own, I guess. I don't know. Or if New Day goes back to being heel and they all rally to get Xavier Woods some silver or gold. Hopefully. I don't know. But anyway, so Xavier Woods freaks out. Something's got to change. They go to the back. Kofi's looking for him. And then Xavier Woods is scolding the LWO for interfering in their match. They cost them the match. And Kofi's like, I asked them to come out because, you know, the Judgment Day had numbers on us. And Xavier Woods made a great point. After making the point, he's like, are we not good enough without E, or am I not good enough? He tapped into some insecurities there, which, you know, has been building for weeks. And then he said, why does the LWO know the plan, but your tag team partner doesn't? This isn't cool. How do I not know what's going on in my own team? And then he storms off like this. I have no idea what's happening anymore. And that's a clear frustration that Xavier Woods has. But Kofi had a point to get LWO back up for the Judgment Day. Ultimately, it cost them the tag titles. We knew they weren't going to win, but we also knew that this was the catalyst to kind of start something with the New Day. Whether that spills into bad blood, I know there is a match. There's a Kofi versus Xavier match somewhere where Big E comes out or something. Something's building, and they're building to having Big E come back on TV for that immense pop. He's going to get the biggest pop when he shows up, because he's been off TV for a very long time. So, I don't know. I'm here for whatever story they have for the New Day. It's obviously not in the tag team gold department, but the brotherly bond that's, you know, been shaken and have kind of a internal feud. I read on Cage Side Seats a really good assessment of Raw. It was a big episode about family drama. Lots of New Day drama, Judgment Day drama. Who was it? Who was the other ones? Jey Uso and what's his name? Braun Breaker were bringing up, you know, legacies, and Imperium, and Sami Zayn was trying to draw a wedge between Imperium. It was just a whole lot of internal strife on Raw, and I was here for it. It was a good episode. I will say I did fall asleep before the end of Raw, so I missed the final match, but that's neither here. I don't even know why I said that. But I guess I'm just drawing you in to how I watch wrestling. Anyway, I hope the New Day gets a big push. I hope their feud lasts a while. And ultimately, I hope they're a stronger team at the end of this. And ultimately, I hope Big E shows back up and is their manager. He doesn't have to wrestle. You just want to see the big man out there gyrating. So that's my thought. What do you guys think of the New Day direction? You think they're going to break up? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening to this 10-minute podcast. I appreciate you. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.